Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
She is the TNA Knockouts champion. She'll be competing in the Jersey J Cup, looking to defend her J Cup crown. She has been the JCW champion for over a year now. She faces Amazing Red in the first round. Masha Slamovich. Masha, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. Doing everything I can to prepare for this very busy weekend. How about y'all?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us. We know it's a busy weekend. When you found out you were facing Amazing Red in the first round, and this is how you got to kick off defending your title in this tournament, what were your thoughts?
I mean, I couldn't be more excited. A match with Amazing Red has always been a dream match of mine. I was a huge fan of early TNA. I was a huge fan of Amazing Red. I also trained under him at House of Glory. So I'm extremely excited for the match. And I mean, hey, you've got to beat the best to be the best. So that's exactly the mindset I'm coming in with.
So what did you kind of learn about yourself from last year's Jersey J Cup and getting the victory in that one that you think is going to be your biggest advantage going into this year's tournament being the champion?
I mean, winning it once already last year just kind of sets you up for, you know, the expectation for the weekend. It's going to be a lot of matches. It's going to be fast paced. And it's just something that you have to be ready for if you're going to be the JCW champion. And I'm absolutely not ready to give up that spot yet.
So we got a write-in question from a one C Mason. And he said, please ask Masha how she is going to feel when my hands are wrapped around her throat and I'm choking the life out of her.
Tell him not to threaten me with a good time. No, I'm just kidding. but really, I really love to hear that my opponents, potential opponents, are, you know, excited and they're confident in their chances, which I'm going to prove to be false to them in the ring. But, you know, confidence is key coming in, right?
He did say, now he did put you over because we asked them to, we play a game and we did a different variation on it called Murder, Murder, and Team Up With. And he did pick you to team up with as opposed to murder because he thought you guys like might get along and when it came to inflicting pain. So despite the fact that he does want to choke you, he also wants to maybe choke people with you as well.
What a feisty interview we're having here.
It's been a morning, Masha.
We're choking people singularly together. I'm like, what's going on over here?
A little bit of everything. This is a morning show for you. You know, there aren't too many rules around here.
I wanted to ask you, because you have a lot of people that are gunning with you. Like you said, you're our third interview today. Both Charles Mason and Clark Connors have said that he got their sights set on you. As the champion going in, how do you kind of adapt your game to having the target of everyone else in the tournament on you now?
I mean, that's just a position that I'm comfortable being in, you know what I mean? I think that for a very long time, I've been, fighting my way around professional wrestling to prove certain points, I suppose, and this is going to be no different.
We saw you appear on NXT television earlier this year, sitting in the crowd.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And Cora Jade had her eye on you, and now Cora Jade's been appearing on TNA television, and she's sending you gifts of, I guess you can call it gifts, maybe threats as well. How did that come about, you appearing in the crowd in NXT, and what's that relationship been like for you?
I mean, the relationship has been fantastic, not only just for me, but for everybody, you know, both from the NXT and the TNA side. I think everyone can see that there's been more people going over. You know, for example, Dango was back the other day. Who else? Joe Hendry was there. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be extremely beneficial. We have some of the NXT tag teams competing on the TNA roster currently. And honestly, there's a lot of surprises that await everybody because there's a lot of things that none of us know until the last minute. So it's all going to come surprising and hot and fast.
So, like we said before, you won the Jersey J Cup last year, and that kind of started, like, this domino effect for you, because you had the Jersey J Cup, then a few weeks later, you're first in Shayna Baszler during WrestleMania weekend, and it all culminates with Bound for Glory at the end of the year, you winning the TNA Knockouts World Championship, and then you start out this year appearing on NXT, getting the big win at Genesis as well. Kind of tell us, kind of walk us through what you think of, like, how everything happened throughout the year, and what's your kind of your goals for this coming year outside of retaining your JCW championship in the J Cup?
Well, first and foremost, before we get to the J Cup, I have to successfully defend my title tonight, since it is Thursday, on TNA against Savannah Evans. So I'll be retaining that title first. Then we're going to move on to this weekend where I retain my other title. And as for everything further from then, I say every single time when I'm asked this question, I cannot predict or tell you what I have in the cards or what I think is coming, because whatever is coming is so much grander than anything that I can put my mind to that I simply cannot answer that question. So I'm just going to keep pedaling forward with my championship belts that I'm going to keep collecting and wait for someone to come and stop me.
Now, Core Jade has mentioned she's open to do a hardcore match against you. People forget she, Elena Black, and like she did hardcore and death matches. This feels like something you would be very welcoming to. Is correct or no?
Absolutely. I mean, if she wants to step into my world and she wants to play my games, as she's clearly already doing with the envelopes, she's more than welcome. Absolutely welcome into my environment, because it won't go well for her.
So outside of Cora Jade, man or female, who on the NXT roster would you want to step in the ring with for the first time or have a rematch against?
Definitely Natalya Neidhart and Miko Satomura, and I will keep saying that until those matches happen.
And Miko's wrapping up her career, so hopefully we can get that in before.
I need it. The world needs it. Just inject it into the world's pro wrestling veins.
I mean, I know Natalya has messaged and wanted to get on. Bailey's another one who was like, please put me on TNA. Like, what can we do to do this? So hopefully we see one of them or both of them pop up on TNA in the future here. As you're watching the Knockouts Battle Royal last week and you see Savannah Evans win, what'd you think of Savannah Evans winning? And also, like, Jazz being back. Like, I don't know how you felt about that, but for fans, like, that was a pretty cool moment.
Oh, it's always a joy and a pleasure when Jazz comes, you know, and works with us. So I was very happy to see Jazz back, very happy to see her in the Rumble. And best of luck to Savannah Evans, because just because you got through the rest of that roster doesn't mean you're going to get through me. That's all I can say. I'll see you in the ring tonight.
So a person who didn't compete in the Battle Royal and made a whole promo and had to talk about why they didn't join the Battle Royal is Tessa Blanchard. And her return to TNA Wrestling has been getting a lot of attention, especially on the Knockouts division. Being the leader of the Knockouts division, how has it been with Tessa Blanchard being back in the company?
Hey, all I can say is I think she should have been in that Rumble, because if you want the best, you got to come get the best. And until I'm standing face to face in there, we ain't going to find out who's the best. So I welcome all challengers, who be it Tessa, Cora, or anybody else.
Facing Jordynne Grace and taking the title from Jordynne Grace and then doing the 2 out of 3 falls match with Jordynne Grace. Just what was it like working with her, and how would you kind of define your rivalry with her? Because I think it was really the defining Knockouts rivalry of 2024 and one of the defining rivalries of Jordynne Grace's entire run.
Yeah, I mean, I love working with Jordynne. Me and Jordan obviously have good chemistry in the ring, and we also we think about wrestling in two very different but very complementary ways, I suppose. So she was always one of my favorite opponents, just to like be in the ring with, do wrestling with, and like actually like we just bring a intensity that it's very hard to find for me because I come in pretty intense, and I really like that she brings the same thing to the table.
So I actually spoke to you, I've interviewed you one other time before this, and this was back in like 2019, 2020, when you were wrestling with Mission Pro Wrestling. And literally, it was Mission Pro Wrestling was like, oh, you can interview anyone. And I saw your name. I'd never seen you before. I just saw your name. And I told you that when we did the interview, I was like, I love your name. Your name is like the greatest thing ever. That's why I wanted to talk to you. But you kind of went into how, you know, being in New York, training in New York, going through the grind of that prepared you for everything else that you were going to get into. So now 5 years later and everything you've accomplished, like what is kind of the trait and the kind of the build of being in that New York environment and still living there? How does it help you with everything that you're accomplishing and everything that you're facing in the wrestling world?
I mean, I think New Yorkers all have some natural grit to them, a little bit of spunk. And I think that's definitely something that I have picked up from being in this city. And that's definitely the type of attitude that I come to the ring with and just like carry as a person. So I think just being in New York kind of makes you, you know, more rugged. That would be my takeaway of what I've got from living here. I mean, it's just constant chaos when you leave your residence here.
Yeah, trust. I know.
When you faced Rosemary in the Clockwork Orange House of Fun match, do you take credit for breaking Janice in half? Because it was a great match, but that was a very sad moment that the legendary Janice was snapped in half in that match.
Damn, Janice won so long. It just took one Masha Sandwich match to end it all.
Like, how much fun was that match for you? I'm sure it was painful as well, but it is a house of fun.
That table spot when you fell off the ladder, because I shouted. My missus was like, is everything all right? I was like, I don't know. I hope Masha's all right.
I ain't dead yet. It's going to take a lot more than a fucking table to kill me. But it really was fun because I mean I thrive in chaos. This is the kind of environment that I enjoy. You know, I walk into the ring, there's just weapons hanging everywhere, there's tables and ladders. I think it's a fantastic time. I'm like, oh shit, well let's have every match be like that.
All right, Masha, as we wind down, we play a game on this show. I think you've played this with us before, but if not, it is partner promo punch in the face. I'm gonna give you three names, pick one to partner with, one to promo against, one to punch in the face. And we are going to go, you know what, we're going to go people who've been on the show today and also your first round opponent in the Jacob. So partner promo, punch in the face, Amazing Red, Clark Connors, and Charles Mason.
Yep, I think you put them all just in that order. What is it again?
All right, partner, so partner promo,
partner punch promo. In the face. Okay, partner with Amazing Red, definitely. Promo with Charles Mason, that would be very interesting. And definitely punch, oh wait, no. Tag team with Clark Connors and punch Charles Mason in the face. There we go.
Okay, promo with Clark Connors.
Yeah, partner. There we go.
Okay, all right.
He drops a lot of F-bombs from what he told us, so.
Oh my God, I'll just yell at him in Russian, holy shit.
Love it.
Masha, thank you for joining us. Let everybody know where they can find you at and what you got coming up, including tonight, the TNA Knockouts title defense against Savannah Evans, and this weekend, the Jersey J Cup on Triller Plus.
Well, you guys can all find me on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Big Cartel, OnlyFans, all that good stuff, at Masha Slamovich. And everybody keep an eye out for the Jersey J Cup. Keep an eye out for TNA. It's all coming up this weekend. As for the Jersey J Cup.
I don't know if she got a phone call. That's usually what happens. Does they get a phone call?
There we go.
My
camera got a little wonky there. But yeah, we actually, I'm not sure if it has been announced, but we have May 11th, July 6th, and September 21st coming up for JCW shows, all in Asbury Park, which is the new JCW home coming up for all of our events. And we have a lot of killer talent. We have myself, we have Becca, we have Marcus Mathers. I could go on and on. There's a huge list, but I think JCW is coming back strong this year, and it's going to be a really fun year for JCW. So everybody follow Jersey Championship Wrestling on all social media and keep up with our shows coming up.
And it starts this weekend. It is the Jersey J Cup, the annual event. You're looking at the reigning champion, Masha Slamovich, defending her title this weekend. She's got Amazing Red in the first round. February 15th, February 16th, both events air on Triller TV. Masha, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you, Masha.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.